This is Dickie V, baby, coming to you from Valparaiso, Indiana, baby.
Those are my diaper dandies, baby.
It's a real diaper dandy.
Diaper dandy, baby.
Diaper dandy.
Come on, baby, stand up.
Oh, God, oh.
It's Dick Vitale, baby, here in Valpo.
This is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Wow, am I excited.
As the saying goes, he is often imitated, never duplicated. Dick Vitale, often imitated, never duplicated, often celebrated, never abbreviated. And Dick Vitale, often captivated, but never agitated. Great to welcome you to the show.
Well, I love that introduction, Mike. I tell you, you sound like a P.T. Peer, like my guy Dan Schulman, who I'm so proud to work with, and who's a Canadian and certainly has become a big star at ESPN.
Well, you are so entertaining that you have actually created your own language. So I'm going to try to speak to you in the language of Dick. See if I make sense. I will dish the rock. This is an M&M-er. You're the sherf and turfer. I'm a Dow Joneser, but a blender. Pretty good isolation, man. But if I cross the line, you give me a Wilson sandwich. Did that all make sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me because ultimately I would say this. Michael Landsberg is an absolute P.T. Peer, a primetime performer. He's the 3S man. He's super scintillating sensational. I utilize all of those about my guy Dan, who has now become such a star at ESPN. I want a little piece of the action. I mean, this guy's going to make mega dollars now, and he better send me a percentage. He just signed a long-term deal with ESPN and deserves every dollar he's getting.
And he better send you money, right? Because you do a ton of money for charity, including your new book that's out right now. Every penny is going to go to charity. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, Michael, I have a new book out right now. It's called Getting a W in the Game of Life, and I'm very proud of it. It's getting great reviews. It's a motivational book. It really will inspire you. I share in his stories, for example, what I learned as a kid. My mom and dad were uneducated, had a fifth grade education, but they taught me in this great country two things, and I share it in a book. One, never ever to believe in can't, and number two, to chase your dreams. And my mother used to always say to me, be good to people, Richie, and people will be good to you. And I've tried to utilize that philosophy in my life, and it's sort of worked. I got really emotional and got choked up when I was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame because I would have loved to have my mom and dad there. But this book is about my heroes. Heroes out there, young kids battling cancer. That is what I'm obsessed with right now for the V Foundation, raising dollars for cancer. I don't make 5 cents from the book. Every dollar that I would get from this book will go toward my goal of raising $1 million every year, which we've done 7 straight years for pediatric cancer. So if you can help me, get a copy of the book. I'll autograph it for you. You can get it care of DickVitaleOnline.com. That's DickVitaleOnline.com, and you can order an autographed copy, and I will get it right out to you.
That's awesome. So you're now joining us from your sort of pseudo office, right? The Broken Egg Restaurant. Is that true?
That's true, Michael. I'm right down at the Broken Egg right now with all these beautiful people. Dan comes here often, so does his mom and dad, and Sarah, his wife. It's located right now, the one I'm at, in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. They have a beautiful one in Siesta Key
as well. I've been there, Dick. I've been there 25 times.
Well, notice, did you order the Dickie V turkey burger?
I did. I absolutely did.
I'll tell you this, we're having a great time here. It's my office. I come here usually between 10 to 1 p.m. I do all my ESPN stuff. I do all my website work. I do all my, get my iPad out, and I meet with the fans, and we sell my book. I autographed a bunch a little bit earlier for a bunch of people here and make some money for cancer research.
Dick, here's what I want you to do. I want you to order your breakfast, but I want you to order it the way Dick Vitale would call a winning, buzzer-beating basket. How would that sound?
Well, I would just simply say, hey, can I get 2 eggs, omelet, baby? I want them with egg beaters right now, baby. I want egg beaters, throwing some spinach, some onion, and get me a little bit right now, turkey sausage. It's going to be awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Dan, your buddy, also said that he told me that he has now renegotiated his deal where he does get paid by the word. Is that a good thing?
Well, I'll tell you this. If he gets paid by the word, he's in trouble because really working with me, he doesn't get a whole lot to say. First time I ever worked with Dan, I said, hey, Dan. He was getting all this information. He's a workaholic. He's a guy that has such pride and passion. So when I seen him doing all this work, I said, Dan, what are you doing? He said, I'm learning all about the players, the coaches. I'm learning about the storyline for the game. I said, Dan, remember this. You're going to stand there, you're going to go, hi, everybody, I'm Dan Schulman, along with my partner, Dickie V, and that's going to be the last word you ever say.